Police, how can I help you tonight?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Marzia Catherine Azam. I am calling because I would like to make a statement against my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, of course. Is this the first time you're reporting an incident to us?
No, not at all. I called the police on the day of the incident, and Officer Jennings came out and Jade Morgan, and I was very much in shock, and I showed them my injuries and explained to them what happened. And I believe Officer Jennings does not like me very much, maybe because I'm a foreigner and I'm autistic, but apparently he spoke to the neighbor, who said that I miraculously lifted my 6-foot-tall, aggressive welder boyfriend off a moving motorbike that did not fall over and through a plate. It's not true. I didn't throw a plate, and I have been in contact with the police, with Jade Morgan, with the email address that she gave me for the incidents, with a URL to a Google Drive where I have uploaded literally all the screenshots of my ex admitting to throwing the plate, and countless other instances of verbal, financial, and emotional abuse, none of which have been looked at, and I have not been contacted about them. I'm not done yet. Can I continue?
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure, ask me a question. Sorry for that. I'm very, very stressed.
Okay, carry on.
Right. I called the police. Okay, so I didn't make the statement, and it should be on their body cam that I said I wanted to sleep on it because I didn't want to act out of vengeance. My ex has been to prison twice, once for kidnapping and once for drug dealing, and he had tons of other offenses, which I didn't know about until about a year into the relationship. So because I was in shock and it wasn't the first assault and not the worst assault, I wanted to sleep on it. 3 days later, I got arrested for false imprisonment of my ex and been lied to and gaslit. They said I didn't call the police, but I can prove it because it's on my phone record that I did call 999. And because my ex corrupted the neighbor, he said that I threw the plate and lifted it off the motorbike, which I didn't. And I apparently got arrested because I supposedly retracted a statement, even though it's on their body cam that I didn't retract a statement. I said I need to sleep on it because I have autism, and I got arrested. And I filed a complaint already against Jennings, and I also called after that and said I want a female officer because I assumed that this is based on discrimination, which wasn't happening. And also my friends came up from London, and they found in the shed my ex left an archery bow and a canister of highly flammable industrial thinner, while he took absolutely everything else with him when he moved out. He took all his presents back. He threatened me on camera in front of a policewoman who attended him moving out that he would call social services and make sure I lose my kids if his drill battery doesn't show up and I don't pay for my engagement ring. He's been threatening me, and even after he moved out and I gave him all his belongings, oh my God, he damaged my house when he moved out. He made a huge mess. He put a dent in my brand new fridge, and he spilled oil into my toaster, which caught fire the next day. And he still threatened me even after he moved out. I gave him everything. I lost 30,000 pounds on this guy, and I've been supporting him for half the year, and he's still... I have panic attacks every time I hear a motorbike, and I have panic attacks, you know. The lady from Cheshire Without Abuse, who I've been referred to, she said I should make a statement. I showed her all the evidence, and he said it's clear that he did it and not me. But I feel like it's very difficult for me to make a statement because I was arrested because they said that I'm falsely imprisoned him when he has borderline and he's been to prison twice and he's been addicted to lots of substances and he's a complete psychopath.
Okay, obviously that's a lot of information for me to take on board, having never spoken to you before, but I'll try my best to help you as best that
I can. I've been living in hell for the last month.
Let me take some details from you and try and locate the first incident that we're talking about. So the first domestic incident,
yes,
when you said you didn't want to write a statement right then and you needed
I've
to
got,
sleep
I've got an officer. Yeah, I've got an officer contact card for that.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Do you have the incident number for that incident?
23-23-000.
Yeah.
55-2706.
And is it 39 Crescent Road in Congleton that you live at?
It is, and your file probably says that I'm a liar and an abuser, which is why nobody gets back to me, but I'm not lying and I can prove it.
Oh gosh, no, what I'm looking at, there's nothing at all like that, okay?
Why would I get arrested for calling the police on my boyfriend? I don't understand this.
Okay, take a few deep breaths for me, okay, because I've not spoken to you before, so I'm going to try my best to help you now. What I need to do is just have a look at that incident number that you've just given me, the 23000 number. I need to have a look at it and just see where officers are up to. And if it's not a basic case of updating your incident and requesting for a statement to be obtained from yourself, I'll have to create a new incident. But let me just have a look and see where everything's up to, okay?
Thank you. I'm sorry for being really distressed. I'm really sorry for that.
No, don't worry. It's a distressing situation that you just described to me, so don't apologise at all. When was that incident?
The 23rd of June.
23rd?
Yeah.
Just to have a look at it. I'll probably go quiet, but it's just because I need to check a few different systems to find this, okay?
Yeah.
Is your ex-partner Fabian Williams?
Yes.
Okay. And where does he live?
I don't know. He's moved out, so I don't know. I'm guessing he's moved in with his friend, but I don't know.
Do you know if he's still in the same area?
He would have moved back to Stoke because he works in Stoke.
To Stoke, okay. And have there been any incidents since? Has he turned up at the address? Has there been any domestic violence between the two of you since?
So I was locked up and held in custody on Tuesday. And on Thursday, he came attended by police to collect his belongings. And he did threaten me on that occasion over the camera because my 14-year-old son was filming everything. And I have the video as well that he broke lots of things and spilled oil into my toaster and threatened me to lose my children. And if his drill battery doesn't show up, and I have a video where he throws all his belongings around the kitchen, just like he threw me around the kitchen on the 23rd of June. So I have submitted a URL to all of this evidence when I made a complaint against the officer, but nobody's gotten back to me, and I'm still living in fear of him because he's a psychopath. He has bullied a politician called Stuart Haynes, an MP, over wanting to build parking lots in Cannock Chase, and he spread a lot of lies on social media. He said that he abuses dogs and women, and the man had to withdraw from politics and got divorced, and Fabian was loving it, and he had this huge campaign. All his friends were leaving him at the time. They said he's gone too far. He bought a printer. He printed posters against him. Well, Stuart Haynes, MP, killed himself because of this harassment. And now he's harassing Rue Engineering, his old employer. They didn't raise his pay in line with inflation. And he has all over social media just say no to Rue Engineering. And he goes on their clients on LinkedIn and tells lies about health and safety, that they stuff that you can't prove. He says some truth and then he spreads a lot of lies. And he said he wouldn't rest until they're broke and commit suicide. And I think they've already gone bankrupt and been acquired by another company. Now he's stalking them all the time on social media, and he's probably doing the same to me as we speak. As I said, he also left the threatening items in the back of my garden, which I've requested police remove, which they haven't done. And my friend is telling me to calm down. Do you have any questions for me?
Not at this stage. Just let me have a little look at the incident that originally refers to you giving a statement. Okay, just give me a couple of minutes.
Too much information. Yeah, just slow down. It's difficult.
I know. Because I struggle with calls like that. This one gives me too much information. I have to ask again.
What I think I'm going to need to do is create a new incident just to be sure that this gets escalated to a sergeant, given what's already happened, and to make it clear that you now want to provide a statement for that incident, okay? Is that the basis of this main call, that you do want to give a statement?
Yes, because I was hoping that if I submit the evidence that I didn't do it and all his threats and stuff, that the police would just do something. You see, I'm scared because he is full of vengeance and hate, and he has bullied someone else to suicide, you know, and I'm scared that nothing's going to happen. And, you know, I bought a house for him in Congleton so he can commute to Stoke. It's not easy for me to leave right now. I've just put 13,000 into external insulation. I need to be safe. You know, I don't just want to make a statement and provoke him further, because he's dangerous. You don't understand. He's really dangerous. I'm not making this up. I'm not a liar. I've lived with this man for 2 years, and I don't, you know, can you explain to me what's going to happen? Because
I'm going to create a new incident. I'm going to get officers to come out, discuss the original incident with you, establish whether there's been any further crimes, so anything else, any other criminal actions that he needs to be arrested for, and we will obtain a statement from you, okay? I can't give you a time frame as to when that will be, but because this is a domestic-related incident with him being a previous partner, officers will look to come out to you as soon as possible, okay? It's not going to be an emergency response. They're not going to come out with the lights and sirens, but they will be looking to come out to you this evening, okay?
Okay, and can you make sure it's not Thomas Jennings, because I'm really sure that he does not like me on whatever basis.
Yeah, and would you prefer it to be a female officer?
Absolutely,
or do you not mind?
Yes, I don't mind, yes.
Okay, just not Thomas Jennings.
Absolutely, I've raised a complaint against him. He's going to like me even less now.
I'm just typing this up now, won't be a moment. When was the last time you spoke to your ex-partner, Fabian?
Maybe Sunday or Monday following the incident. We were texting and on the phone. He was not at my address at the time. Then on Tuesday, I got arrested, and I am now on bail under the condition not to contact him, while he is still threatening me via my son's Discord, which, of course, I am not responding to. But, you know, I am not the aggressor here, and I'm not the one you should be put on bail.
No, I understand your frustration, okay. Just confirm your date of birth for me, please.
8/8/85.
Thank you.
Can you also put in your note that I have a diagnosis of high-functioning autism, because people tend to think I'm strange, and then they think I must be a criminal, which I am not. I am CTO and director of a social media content moderation company that fights hate online. I have no criminal record and no history of violence whatsoever.
Okay, don't worry. I've already mentioned that on the incident when you told me originally, so don't worry about that.
People don't understand me, and it's really difficult for me to communicate verbally.
Okay.
I have this whole folder with this evidence. You know, if somebody could review the evidence, because I've put it all in writing, it's much easier for me to explain myself in writing than verbally. I just want someone to look at this and see what a psychopath my ex is, you know, because they meet me and they think I'm strange and I must have something wrong with me. I've never done anything wrong in my life. I was married to a surgeon for 11 years, a Muslim. Like, you know, how could you be an aggressive person and survive that? You know, it's like so ridiculous.
I can understand your upset and your frustration. I am trying my hardest to get you the result that you want, okay? I've issued a new incident. The new incident number will be texted over to you on this phone. Do you want me to give it to you over the phone as well?
I'll write it down here. Hold on. I'm keeping notes of everything now, and I'm also recording this call just in case.
Okay.
That's all right with
you,
isn't it?
Our calls, Yeah, our calls are recorded from outside as well, so don't worry about that.
Right.
What I'll do after this call is I will look fully into all the previous incidents reported between the two of you, and I will link them all to this incident. So before officers come and speak to you, they will have a good idea about the background information that they need to know surrounding you and Fabian and what's gone on previously.
Yeah, okay. I've called the police on him before. The first time he strangled me and threw me around the living room, and then the police came, and then he showed them a split lip that he had because it was cold and said it was me, so it was dropped. You know, he always does that, and I have a lot of screenshots where he says, oh, stop threatening me with the police, I'm just restraining you so you can't scream for the police, and you know I've been running and hiding from the police for years, why you trigger my trauma, you're so bad, and like I have all this evidence, you know. I don't understand how someone could think it was me. I don't understand why no one's looking at the evidence. I just want someone to look at this Google Drive. I don't, you know.
Okay. I mean, I can only take a certain amount of information, all right? I do hope that moving forward, we can get you the result that you want, and it sounds like you truly deserve. But at this stage, I've taken all the information that I can as a call taker. I'm going to give you this incident number to make a note of so that you've got a paper record of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be out to you as soon as possible. The incident has been issued to Congleton Patrols, and the sergeant is viewing it as we speak. So they will be looking at the details, and I will carry out those checks that I told you I'd do in relation to any previous incidents between the two of you. Are you ready for me to give you this incident number?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's IML, India Mike Lima.
Uh-huh. IML, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 160.
Yes.
1152.
Okay, got it. And your name was?
Okay. My name's Lindsay. Do you want my collar number?
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, 22847.
2847.
Yeah, so I've issued a new domestic incident in relation to you wanting to provide a statement for the incident number you originally gave me at the start of the call.
Yes.
Is there anything further that you need to tell me at this stage before officers come out to see you?
I suppose not. I'm going to get another officer contact card and I can submit a link to the Google Drive then, right? Because it's like, as I said, for me, it's much easier to explain myself in writing.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'll make that clear on the log. I have also typed on there that you've got high-functioning autism and that you're finding it difficult to communicate in person and that you find it easier to write things down. So I'll just make it clear for officers before they attend, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Okay, well, I wish you all the best with it. I'm going to carry on doing the checks now. If you need us any sooner, if there's any emergency, please ring us back on 999, okay?
No, should honestly, he turn up what you feel? It's just that they've not removed the threatening items, that I live in constant fear. It's, you know, it's just that.
Okay. No, I honestly, I really do appreciate what you're saying, and I wish you the very best with it moving forward, okay? But I think at this stage, I've got as much information from you that I need in order for officers to start reading through it all, looking at the background history between the two of you. Then they will come out and look to take a statement from you, all right?
Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for your call this evening, okay? Good luck with it all.
Thank you, Lindsay. Bye.
Okay, bye.